The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside and this week's issue number 95, Netflix's Umbrella Academy Season 2. I honestly wasn't sure what John was going to say about this one. I could have seen him going either way, but, you know, we'll see when we get into the store. You know, I got to say I was a little surprised. Surprisingly, I was surprised. That's surprising. But we go off on a bunch of tangents, as always. And one of them is actually funny. We worked in a little Batman talk in there, which John, again, surprised me with. This is a good one. I like this conversation. I'm hoping we have more of this conversation going forward. You'll see what I'm talking about when we get to it. So let's hurry up and let's get in the store. Did I tell you I was surprised? Good morning, John. Another great week. We're starting off here with some more. Yeah. With some more. Yeah. I can't. Yeah.
What are you trying to say, man?
I'm trying to say that we have more Netflix content.
Yes, we do.
Excited for that. And you know how excited we are how excited I am for this. I wouldn't have finished this as fast as we did. I would have taken the week to enjoy it, to savor it. But
savor every moment of it.
Yeah, but it's been we've been so short on content. You're like, yes, let's get it done.
And yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously this has been out now for just over a week by the time this comes out.
Oh yeah. By the time you hear this, I was going to say it hasn't even been out for a week.
Yeah. Yet. It hasn't. I mean, as the time we recorded, it hasn't even been out a week yet. So
yeah.
And that's not my cup of tea. I like to savor it. But
I know you do. I plow through things.
So. Yes, you do. Yeah. Enough of our youth.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All righty then. Touch on those covers from last week. Really nice.
Yeah.
The Harley Quinn. What was it? Harley Quinn and the...
Harley Quinn and the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Number 3.
No Emancipation or anything in there? Just Harley
no,
Quinn?
No. Just...
And the cover had the Harley Quinn, had Harley Quinn and all the Birds of Prey, pretty much.
It did, yeah.
And that other, the Batman, was it 98?
98, I believe.
That's my Francisco favorite from the Tina. Week.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Such a great cover. Such a great cover. It almost looks like the Joker's drawn in chalk.
Yeah.
The way it fades out like that. It's really, really nice. And then, like I said, haven't really read much. Well, now being Monday, I'm all caught up. I mean, Punchline, she's just great.
Yeah. You cut it all down this weekend. Huh?
Yeah, over the weekend. But we'll talk more about that on
Wednesday.
Can't
talk about it right now.
Can't talk about it right now. We don't want to give away all of our Wednesday show, you know?
Right.
Or Thursday show, I should say. So enough about that. Enough about that. Yeah. You got anything else exciting happen? Anything exciting happen over the weekend? Have any more grandchildren?
Nope, not this weekend.
Okay. It's been a quiet week then?
Yeah.
All right. That's
I didn't
cool.
expand the family at all this weekend.
Oh, good. You still hanging at 7?
Yeah.
It's taking
you
so
long. I finally
long.
Got to see the baby, you know, because the baby.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to see the baby on Friday because she didn't come home until Thursday because she was premature. So she had some issues, actually. You know, there was a
with
couple
being
of
premature.
Complications. Yeah, because she was a week premature. She had some issues with her pancreas being underdeveloped and.
Oh,
they had to put her on they had to put in a line and, you know, give her some IV and stuff. But anyway, all's well. Like she came home Friday, so we got to go see her. Cause you know, you can't go to the hospital and visit.
Right.
So we didn't get a chance to see her. So yeah, that was fun.
That's
took
cool.
Took Friday off and went over there and spent some time with them. So
yeah, when we were talking the next day, when I was putting that picture together and everything, and you told me the day, I'm like, that's my daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. I'm like, hey, pretty cool. Pretty cool. July 23rd. Yeah. Pretty cool. Baby Emma, right? Emma.
Yeah. Yep. Emma.
Awesome. All right. You ready to get right to it then, since no more grandchildren to talk about?
Yeah, sure.
All righty.
I'm ready.
All right. You ready?
I think.
All right.
I mean, as ready as I'm going to be.
All righty. Well, then let's play this trailer. And we have a trailer here. So yep. We'll play this. And then I'll be excited to hear your retort.
Okay.
Loser! Diego!
This can't be right.
What the hell did we do now?
What was that?
The end of the world, November 25th, 1963.
And where am I now?
Dallas, 10 days earlier.
I need to find my family. First off, I want to say we brought the end of the world back here with us.
Oh my God, again? My cult is going to be so pissed. I told him we had until 2019.
We have until Monday.
Everything in our new life is connected from the plot to assassinate the president. That can't be a coincidence.
None of us are supposed to be here, right?
We know something changes the timeline. We have to make it right again.
Before everyone and everything we know is dead.
Who are those guys?
They're not here to sell vacuums.
The commission will hunt us down wherever and whenever we go.
What is that, like a wingman?
You don't know anything about
me. I know everything. You are an open book written for very dumb children.
Klaus, it's been here?
No, unfortunately, ghosts can't time travel.
Are you kidding me? Quick rundown. Luther, super strength. Klaus can commune with the dead. Allison can rumor anyone to do anything.
Except she never uses him.
I heard a rumor. You punched yourself in the face.
Damn it!
All right, that was long, but I love the soundtrack to this movie, the show.
Yeah.
I love all the music that they use in the background. I mean, it doesn't hurt that the book's written by Gerard Way, so.
Right. But yeah, there was a lot of great music in this, actually.
Yeah.
Every episode I found myself, like, singing along to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, so, I know, I wish was, I could remember it all, but.
Yeah, I don't remember any of the songs, but I remember liking it
yeah.
as I was watching it. Yeah.
I thought the best line, it was in the trailer, that's why I'm bringing it up now, but that, like, you're an open book written for dumb yeah. children or whatever. That was a great line. That was so funny in the show. But all right, let's get to it. Actually, since this is so new, let's go spoiler free for a little bit here. Typically,
well, we usually do anyways.
Yeah, I was just going to jump right to it, but we still got to get, what did you think? Should people tune in for season two?
Yeah, of course. I don't know why this was you thought this was going to be a surprise.
No,
yeah, it was great. I really liked it a lot. You know, not to get into too much of it right off the bat. I mean, I will say I thought season one was a little better than season two, but that doesn't take away from season two at all because season one was great. So this one was just as good. Or it was great also, but like I said, not quite as good, I don't think, as season one.
That's funny because maybe it's recency bias, but I liked this one a little bit better. Like
yeah.
they're both really good, but I felt like this one here,
the pacing was a little bit better, where in season one, I felt like there was a lot of, well, a lot of world building, a lot of like buying in, there's stuff
for
going
sure.
on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, it was a great season. Don't get me wrong. But then in this one, you already know there's no world building. You're in the world. You couldn't wait to get back in the world. And I think that played
right.
into it too. Maybe a little bit of a corona effect here, but you're excited to get back at it. And I just felt like the characters in this season, you love them even more.
Yeah.
The best compliment I could give, obviously spoiler free, was when this thing ended, my wife and I just sat there talking about how much we loved like each character and yeah. how much like by the end of this season, you've come to know them even better. And there were actually characters, we'll get into it more in spoilers, but there were actually characters in season one that I was like, oh, I don't really care for that one as much as I do for this one and blah, blah, blah. But in season two, you love them all. And even the bad guys, you're having a great time with them in this season. I thought the season just flowed so well. It was a blast to binge. And I mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it was great. You know, it was a great show. I can't say enough good things about it. I just personally liked season one, I think, a little better. You know, some of the characters are missed. You know, I liked Bobo. I liked the mother. You know,
yeah,
I missed Hazel.
One,
I missed Hazel and Cha-Cha and the diner lady. So, I mean, there was characters that I missed that I liked from season one. But, you know, this season also introduced some new characters, which were great. So, it's hard to say, really. You know, I almost want to, and this is the same thing with any time you get a second season, and it's been a long time since you've seen the first season. I almost wished I would have watched season one again before I watched this one, because, you know, you always kind of don't remember exactly what happened in season one. So you're like, well, how did we get here? You know, like, I don't really
right.
remember.
But I thought they did a good job with that, because
they did
put
a fairly
little
good
snippets
job.
In to,
yeah,
to let to but, get you up to speed just in case. For that exact reason, much like a comic book does.
Right.
You know, they'll put in a panel just to remind you where this is coming from. And they did that in each episode when they brought a new character, or not a new character, but brought the character back, and you gave you a little bit of a quick history, and it worked
right.
into the story. It wasn't like you were taken away from the story. They either added it to dialogue in conversation, so I thought it was pretty cool how they did it.
Yeah. No, they did. Like I said, it's just, and like, it's always, like I said, it's always that way when it's been a year between seasons and, you know, you haven't really kept up with it and, you know, you've consumed a million other shows in between. So
right.
I kind of felt myself wishing I had gone back and watched season one, because I was kind of, like I said, I was kind of like, well, what happened with Vanya at the end of that one? And what, you know, what was this? And, but again, that's not to take away from the show at all. That's my problem, not really anybody else's.
Right.
But
no, but that's
but
part
I guess
of
if
it,
you
like,
haven't, I guess if you haven't watched it yet, you might want to refresh yourself, because there's definitely things in there that you want to kind of remember from season one that play into it a little bit. But yeah, I mean, great. It's definitely worth the watch. I recommend it highly.
Yeah, I read the book as well, the Dallas.
And I still haven't even read the first one. I haven't read any of it.
That Dallas was completely different.
Was it?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if
Which
I.
Which is weird, because not to interrupt you, but like everything I've read talks about how it ties it, like this season tied it back into the comic book. So I would have thought it would have been the opposite, and it would have been a lot closer.
It's not close at all.
That's weird.
It's. I mean, there's some, I can get into it in spoilers a little bit,
yeah.
but I don't want to spoil the book either if you haven't read it.
Well,
but
yeah.
But there's some similarities, and I can do this spoiler free. Some stuff happens in the comic that happens in the show, but it's a completely different character that it happens to.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, completely different character. I'm thinking of one instance but it happens in a bunch of different things. If you've read the comic, again, I'll do it in spoilers.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
But I mean, they're related. Don't get me wrong. They both take place in Dallas, but
right.
it's two completely different. The overall story is completely different, to be honest. It's like, But a lot of things, and this is something that I'll get into in spoilers too, that the difference between the comic, and you probably don't even know yet because you haven't read the first one either. Yeah. But they're both good. Like I said, the first one, first season, the comic wasn't as descriptive as the show.
You're right. You felt like the show had a lot more detail.
They embellished more, not embellished, but they elaborated more on each of their backgrounds and stuff, which I thought was really cool. In Dallas, it was pretty even. Dallas had some, actually has a lot more background stuff, almost like they're backfilling what they didn't tell you in season one in the comic. And now in Dallas, they give you a little bit more. And it actually played well into watching the show too, because you were like, oh, you know a little bit more about different characters. But I recommend both. Definitely read the comics, no doubt about it. They're awesome. The series are, like you said, check out the first one. If you have the time, just go right through both of them. It'd be a blast.
And we all have the time, so.
Well,
I guess some of us more than others.
Yeah.
But. There's a lot of people with a lot of time on their hands still. So.
Exactly. We ready to lock the door then?
Sure.
Or do you have anything else to say? I know you love to be in spoiler-free zone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have... Again, spoiler-free, I like that. I mean, I don't really have anything else to say. Yeah,
I know.
Watch it, you know? Go watch it and then come back and listen.
Yep. All right. Door's locked?
Yep.
All righty. All right, what would you like to say spoilers? I mean, there's so much to unpack. I thought the story throughout was mysterious.
Okay.
Was the best way. Did you know where this thing was going the entire time?
No, I didn't. No, I mean, I can't say that I did. It definitely had some
because it's a wacky, wacky world, and you're just like... You have no idea where they're going with it. And like I said, having read the book, I'm like, this isn't like the book. So what's going on here? And then it starts to tie back in here and there. But it's the... So, for instance, you know the ending and that... what's the father's name?
Reginald?
Oh, yeah. Reginald Hargraves. Yeah.
Right.
That's right. You know he's an alien now.
Right.
That's been.
Well, I thought we knew that in season one.
That was in the book. I don't think it was in season one.
I thought we did. I thought did I knew we? That already. So
oh,
must,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I know it's in. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up. Because I know it's in the comic that you knew in season one. In season one of the comic.
Yeah. No. Like, because I knew that and I haven't read it, so it had to have been in the show.
Okay. So yeah. So he's. That's. I thought that was a new thing to the show at the end of it. But that whole entire thing, I just thought that the way they weaved the story, it was like you were drawn into each character yet again.
Yeah.
But all the while, like, where is this story going?
Well, I like, because each one, you know, obviously they all end up in together in 1963, but, you know, it starts out with them all. Like, from the end of season one, they do their time jump, and they don't all end up in the same place. So they all have...
Well, they end up in the same place, just
same
different
place,
time.
But not in the same time. So
they
all have lived a certain amount of time alone in the 60s. So each one of them have a different length of time experience. Like, Allison got married, you know. So every episode, like, you spend a lot of time... kind of unpacking what's happened to all these people while they've been, you know, marooned in the past. So, yeah, I thought they did a great job of kind of sucking you into every single character because everybody's story was different because they all had been there for a different period of time and none of them were together and they all were kind of trying to find their way, not knowing if any of the other ones were even still alive. So they had to – I think they were all – resigned to the fact that they were probably going to live the rest of their lives there and they needed to make a life. It was really interesting to see what happened to all the different characters while they were there. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, they all came through, I think, the same alleyway. They all landed the same spot at different times, like years apart.
Right, because you had the one guy that kind of witnessed all of them coming in. Like, I don't know how he knew what day to show up every year.
Well, I think he worked there, didn't he? Like, he was in that area.
Well, he worked there for the first one.
Right, and then he just kept setting up and watching.
I guess, did they all come through on the same day, just in a different year? That was a little bit unclear, but he seemed to know when to be there, unless he was just setting up there every night, waiting for the next person. But you see him there as each one of them comes through. So, like, he's the one guy that kind of knows something's going on. And, of course, he thinks it's, you know, like aliens or some kind of conspiracy theory or whatever he thinks is going on. And, you know, of course, they drag him into the story, too. But, yeah, that was – I thought that was – I kind of wondered how he knew when to be there every year as each one of them were coming in.
Right.
Because, yeah, like, why would you even – after the first one, why would you even think that it was going to happen again? You know what I mean? So it's like, did you just – how did you know?
He came off to me as somebody that had nothing better to do.
Well, yeah, you're right. And that's what I'm saying. He might have been there every night.
Right. He just happened to be there.
For like 6 years that it took for all of them to come through, or maybe 3 years. I forget how many years
it was. I
think
it was three. They started in the 60s.
Yeah,
or
and they ended up in 60. And then they ended up in 63.
Yeah, Ellen, yeah. Vanya was the last one to come through, wasn't she? Like a month earlier.
Yeah, I don't know how – yeah, I wasn't sure how long she was there on the farm, but definitely wasn't years.
A month.
So, yeah.
Remember, because they said you don't know who you were until I hit you a month ago. So she was living on that farm with – what was that character's name? Was that
I can't remember.
Sissy Cooper. She's the one that hit her. A month. And remember, like I just said, she ran a month earlier.
Right.
She hit her, and now she she thinks that's how she lost her memory from getting hit.
Right.
That was pretty cool twist to the whole thing that Vanya has no idea who she is.
Right, which I didn't realize at first that she actually didn't. Like, I thought she was, like, that was just an act.
Oh, yeah,
like, she was just telling them that she didn't remember who she was. And it wasn't... At least for me, it wasn't until like the second or third episode when I realized, oh, she actually really has amnesia, you know?
Right.
I thought she just, you know, didn't like what she did and was, and plus she was 40 years in the past. So.
Well, what was funny is, like you said, it's like, that's one of those ones where it would have been nice to have watched season one again, or at least the end of season one before you start this up, because I was like, what exactly did she do? I forget.
Well, right,
me
too. I was like, I can't remember exactly. I know she blew the moon up or whatever,
exactly.
But I couldn't remember exactly what happened. So,
yeah, you knew she was the cause of it, but I couldn't remember exactly what happened. But
right,
she's one of those characters that I felt like in the first season, I really liked her. Most of the story was centered around her.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not, but as it went obviously along, it became more and more about her, seeing as she's the one that destroyed the world.
Right.
And in this one, it wasn't really about her, but you weren't sure. You know, you were like, are we coming back to this? It's like, again, in the comic, it's completely different. I could tell you she's barely in the comic, to be honest.
Oh, really?
In season two, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vanya's barely in it. What did you think of that relationship with her and Sissy?
I mean, it didn't bother me. I was like,
no, I liked it to the story.
Yeah. Yeah,
I thought
they hit on
a lot of good things in this.
Yeah,
this
season. I thought it was fine. You know, I didn't see it coming right away, but I thought it was fine.
I kind of did. I thought that it's funny. It's like, because the husband, Sissy's husband, there thought it was like, you know, Vanya was leading her on or pulling her away when if you watched, obviously he didn't see what we saw, but I felt like she was going after Vanya.
Yeah.
Earlier on, I got that vibe and I was like, ooh, is something going to, I thought Vanya might have like turned her away or something. I don't know. But obviously when they ended up getting together, you're like, oh, okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
What I meant, like the relationship is that whole relationship that they had, but then at that time, you know, in 1963. And that's the other thing about this season. It really had a Legends of Tomorrow type feel to it.
Well, yeah. And that was the, like, they played that into the relationship too, being in the 60s, by, you know, like, Vanya obviously has, like, 2019 sensibilities about
right.
that, whereas Sissy is looking at things from the 60s. So Vanya is like, oh, well, this is no big deal. You know, there's,
right.
you know, lesbian couples all over the place. But Sissy is like, this is 1960, and, you know, this doesn't happen here. So it was kind of interesting to see the way they were both kind of coming at it from their own experiences.
I thought it was a great portrayal of the time. Let's just talk about this relationship. We'll get to the whole Allison relationship in a minute. But not her relationship necessarily, but what Allison went through. But yeah, right. Vanya and Sissy, it was interesting to see it in this day and age, and that, like, Sissy's husband comes off as like a jerk.
Yeah.
Because of this day and age.
Right.
But in 1963, he's a normal guy. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been considered normal.
Right.
And that's why.
Well, I mean, he was still a jerk, but.
he was. But in 1963, that's how a normal husband would react to right. what was going on. And it's like, what you end up seeing is, and that's what Sissy's trying to explain to Vanya, like, no, this is my world. I don't get to have the things that you're talking about. That's not the way it works here.
Right.
And which is sad, but I like that it, like, how that exposes that, how it shows, like, wow, what a difference when you see that compared, like, right next to each other like that.
Right.
And then the other big comparison would have been, like I just said, the Allison one, where she had to deal with all the racial stuff.
Right.
And everything that was going on. And now, again, this is not saying it's right, but this is what was going on in the 60s.
Well, right. Because she's coming at it from the perspective that, yes, this all happened, but it's behind us. You know, like, this has happened in the past and we've moved on. But, you know, it was very much normal for the time in the, you know, in 1960, you know, 60 through 63. So, yeah, that had to have been pretty jarring for her to find herself in that world again. Or not even again, for the first time, you know.
But then I thought she, like, the character embraced it. Like, she wasn't using her power. She was enjoying, right. like, okay, we're making a difference. And I wonder if, now, I know with everything that's going on right now in the world, it doesn't seem like we've made progress.
Right.
but at the same time, you can see that there is progress here.
Right.
And I wonder if it's hard to put the, like, wrap your mind around the character's head. But I'm like, is that character a little bit more at ease knowing that, yes, I know I'm making a difference because the world does get better?
Well, I think so. Like, I think she's coming at it from the perspective that, like, she knows that it passes, you know, and that they will get through it. Whereas everybody else that's going through it, you know, they don't know that it's ever going to be any different. But I don't think that makes it, like, she still has to live in that day. So right. knowing that it gets better is one thing, but still having to live in it and, you know, kind of be subjected to it, I still don't necessarily know that it makes it better.
No, I'm not saying makes it better, but, like, she knows it's a good cause. Like, she knows right. that there's a good outcome to this and
right.
want
it's
to
not
be
a lost,
part of it.
It's not a lost cause, where everybody right. else doesn't know that.
Right.
Like, they don't know that like I said, that they're ever going to be any different.
Which I thought watching through this whole thing was, like, really interesting because, you know, like, how long ago did they film this? You know,
well, yeah, and it had to have been filmed a little bit before what's going on right now.
I would say a long before that. Because,
yeah, so when they filmed it, they didn't necessarily even know the state we were going to be in right now.
Right.
When it aired.
But it's constantly a hot button topic.
It's
constantly
right. I mean,
coming up and down.
Been an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we've been alive. So.
I mean, you can't fix stupid.
Right.
There's always going to be stupid people.
Right.
And every now and then, and you got to deal with the, you know, racist people and you move on.
Right.
They're never, ever going to go away completely. You know, you'll have your waves, It's unfortunate, right. But...
Well, you hope that it will at some point, but never in our lifetime. Like, we're never going to see it, unfortunately.
I don't think you'll ever see it gone. I don't think it is truly possible, because like I said, you just can't fix stupid. And some people just are that way. Like, there's been some stuff that I've seen recently that I'm like, that's like, it seems like it's out of the 60s. And you're like, really? You're still doing that? Like, you still think that way? Like, I don't know. I don't get it. Again, 2 weeks in a row. We're going controversial here, people.
Yeah. Hey, that's us.
Yeah. Anyways, a little less controversial, Klaus.
Yeah. Klaus is awesome.
He's one of the ones that I would have said, like, last season, I didn't dislike him.
Right.
But I was just like, he's a druggie, whatever you wanted to call him, and just be like, my wife loves him. He's right. Her favorite character. She kind of gravitates towards those type of people. this season, I thought he was the standout, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was.
He was a blast. Yeah. He was just so much fun between him and Ben. And Ben popping up in the background here and there, and then Ben, when Ben inhabited
takes him over,
and
that was good.
He tries to tell the girl, "I'm a virgin." She's right. Like, "Really? What about the three-way last week?"
Right, because we had sex last week. The only thing I'll say, not necessarily about that, but about all of them in general, it's like there was kind of like this undercurrent theme where they even mentioned in the trailer about how they have to like preserve the timeline because they're in the past, but none of them seemed to be too worried about the impact they were making in the past and how it was gonna, like, they didn't try to keep a low profile. Like, this guy like started a cult, you know,
and, right,
like, started a church, which is going to make an impression through history. Like, Allison is in the middle of the civil rights movement, you know,
right,
make it. So they didn't, and you know, honestly, and the thing that I bumped into a lot in this that I don't understand at all, like, they all wanted to prevent the assassination of Kennedy. It's like, what, do you know what that would have done? Like, I can't figure out why they wanted to do that. Like, he has to die. Like, I understand that they didn't want to be blamed for it, and I get that whole thing, but they were actively trying to prevent Kennedy's assassination. And, like, that doesn't preserve the timeline at all. Like, that has to happen.
Right.
Like, I could not figure that out at all through the entire series. And every time they brought it up, it bothered me. Because I was like, you can't do that. Like, you can't alter history.
Right.
You know?
In historical events, ideas or whatever. Yeah, it's like, not like Kennedy has to die. It's, we wish he hadn't, but now go back in time, you can't change that.
Right. It has to happen. It's like, you can't go back and kill baby Hitler. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, you have to let history happen. And like, why they wanted to change that,
because
I don't understand that part of the story.
Right.
You know?
It was probably felt like the right thing to do.
Right.
You know, feel like, well, I've got to save the president. I have this opportunity, but you know, it's not like we're in an awful place now that if all of a sudden Kennedy was still alive, everything now would be different. But it's one of those, the devil, you know, and the devil, you don't know. Maybe things would be completely worse.
Well, they were worse, right? Because he gets saved. And then 3 days later, there's like a World War III happens.
Right.
And it blows up the world. So saving him was not the right thing to do.
Right.
I don't know. That bugged me the whole time. I was like, I can't understand why they're trying to prevent this assassination. It would be different if he never got assassinated and they were trying to prevent it from happening.
Well, you know? Yeah, right. Because then you're trying to keep the timeline intact.
Right.
They were trying to save him, but that doesn't protect the timeline. It changes it. So
it changes everything.
You're right.
Drastically. And you don't know what the outcome of that's going to be.
But I also think that these guys, they don't know what they're doing.
Well, obviously.
You know, it's like, it's almost
five,
like,
but five should know what he's doing. you know?
Not really. He doesn't even know how to time jump right. And it takes him, like, till the end of season two to figure out, like, you know, like, go one second.
Yeah, but he also spent years working for the Bureau going back and forth. He had the suitcases to do that.
Right.
You know?
Right. But I mean, he understands.
Well, right, but he should understand the timeline, and I mean, he spent years doing that for the Bureau, or whatever it was called. So he, of all of them, should know about preserving the timeline, you know?
Yeah.
I understand if the other ones didn't, but he definitely should have.
But I feel like, I mean, after two seasons, they keep saying they were put together to save the world and from, like, the end of the world. But the only reason there's the end of the world is because they were put together.
Right. Well, I think that they even say that at some point in this season. It's like,
right.
You know, are we heroes or is it just because people keep telling us we were?
Right. You know? They're like basically Inspector Gadgets. They're going around fixing all their mistakes.
And right.
But like I said, like Klaus is just, it's almost like he can't make mistakes because he just, that's all he does. So they're not mistakes. It's just who he is. Like
just a way of life.
Yeah. Just goes around doing his thing. And it's like, I mean.
Speaking of Klaus and really Ben more than anything, like this didn't dawn on me at all in season one. And it really didn't dawn on me until the last scene of this season where Ben comes back and, you know, he's still alive in the Sparrow Academy or whatever. But, like, Ben's ghost, right? Like, he died when he was, like, 13. Why did the ghost age? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
He should have been a kid. Like, he died as a teenager, and yet the ghost, like, his ghost
maybe
was
he was in limbo and he just kept up with the
30
team.
Years old. I was like, right. I never even realized it until the end when I was like, why is he that age? Like,
right.
He should have been the same way he was when he died. So I don't get either. Although I didn't know that I didn't get it until the very end. But
you didn't know what you didn't know.
Right. But for some reason it clicked in my head and then it bothered me. I was like, why is he older? He was dead.
Yeah.
You know?
But they all just felt, I feel like season three, obviously, they ended this showing you what season three, and they haven't, as far as I know, they haven't renewed for season three yet.
But they have
to have a season three.
Right. I have to imagine.
One and
they
two
will.
Have been so good.
Yeah.
But now you have that, you know, the Sparrow Academy, and you have Ben coming back. But to your point that they don't look like they care about the ramifications, one, I think that plays to, like, they all thought they were just there, so let's just go on about our lives, and we'll make our lives in the 60s, and that's cool. Like, they're like, I don't know how we're getting out of here. Basically, with the exception of Vanya, they all were there for a while, and they just basically made their lives.
Right.
Well, not really. Diego ended up in a...
He was in a mental institution there, and...
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't all have, well, and, Luther was working for Jack Ruby. So God knows how that would have turned out.
Well, that was the other thing. They all landed and, like they said, they all had ties to the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
So they all had a reason to think that they were there for a purpose, but yet they still were like, I love when they sat around the table like that and said, and like, and you, for God's sakes, you're in the, you know, the
mob.
Yeah, you're in the mob, you're in this, and each of them, and Allison's dealing, you know, she's dealing with the, I almost said Black Lives Matter, but that's not what it was back then.
No, it was just, it was civil rights. It was a civil rights.
Yeah, civil rights. And just, I mean, they're all like you said, deep into like changing the timeline, but they didn't really care. And that plays right to the end because clearly they changed the timeline.
Right, because that's the thing. Even when they think they've undone it all and saved and gotten everything back to normal, you get home and find out, that they did something. They still screwed something up.
And it's just, they're all just like these misfits that fight amongst themselves. They like hate each other at times. They want to kill each other at times. Diego's like, I'll kill you myself if you don't do that, you know. Right. Or actually, number five says that to him.
Right.
To somebody, like, I'll kill you myself. And he's, they don't actually say how great of an assassin he is in the show compared to the comics. In the comics, they really get in depth on like how great he's, like the best assassin ever for the which is the company or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's awesome. That whole part of him finding himself in Dallas in the show, they kind of do that in the comic. It's actually a little bit more elaborate. It took a while to manifest in the show compared to in the comic, where I was like, why aren't they doing this part? But they did a really good job. Like, if you read the book first, you're still going to have a blast with the show, or vice versa. Watch the show and then read the book. You'll be entertained either way. They're different enough that they're very entertaining.
Right.
But yeah, they're just these bunch of misfits that they don't like each other. But then if somebody picks on them, they all just come together. And I love that part when they work as a team and they all just come together, because they really love each other. But they're brothers and sisters that hate each other too.
Well, because I have to say, like, that scene, kind of like the second to last episode, or maybe it was the last episode, where Vanya has to go back to the farm to save, the little boy. I can't remember his name. But, like, I was so mad at all of them when, like, she says, I need to go back and I need your help and I'm asking for your help. And, like, each one of them says, nope, I'm not going. And she turns around and walks away. And it's like, I was like, really mad with all of them. And then, of course, you know, they all make it right. They all show up in the car and, you know, everybody's happy. Yeah. But I was like, what a bunch of jerk-offs, you know?
Yeah.
She's saying, like, I need your help, please. And it's like, everybody says no.
I liked when earlier in the season, when Diego called them, instead of, like, they were number 1, 2, 3, no more numbers. We're team zero. And he puts his fists out and nobody does it.
Yeah.
Nobody fists one. He's like, all right, okay then.
Which they do, like, we still don't know what Five's name is, right? Like, isn't he the only one that, like, we still don't know what his name is?
Right.
They all have, because they did a pretty good job in this season of actually using all their names.
Right.
But yeah, I still don't think we know his name. It's always just Five.
Right. Yeah. He's always just Five. I don't even think they say it in the comic, if I remember right.
Well,
he's just Five.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's Five, the boy, and that's it. Right. He's the little kid. You have Klaus is like the seance, they call him. He's number 4. The Rumor, I should say. I never understood the Kraken. Why is he called the Kraken?
That's Ben, right?
Diego. That's
Diego.
Diego. No, Ben's a horror show or something.
The horror
like that.
Or something. Yeah, because he has that tentacle thing.
Out of his chest, like the octopus type thing out of his chest.
Right.
Yeah, but Diego, I thought in this one, who was number 2, I thought he played a good number 2 in this one. Even though they didn't call him number 2, I felt like he took more of a lead in this season than he did in the last season. Like, he was more of a leader to the group. I really liked his character this season. I thought he was a lot stronger, stood up to people. I liked that relationship with, what was her name?
Lila, I want to say. Is that right?
Yeah, Lila.
Yeah, I liked her as a character, too. I mean, obviously, you know, she got misled along the way, and you kind of don't like her for a little while. Yeah, she was a really cool character. And I didn't pick up on the fact, like, obviously there was that scene early on, like, middle of the season where she was fighting Five, and it seemed like she could mimic his powers, but I didn't realize that that was what she did, like, that she could mimic all of their powers. Because that was pretty cool there at the end where I was like, how is she just like Vanya? Like, even then it didn't click that she was reproducing her power. You know, I thought she just had the same power for a minute.
Right. It wasn't till the big battle at the end that you realized she could just mimic the person she was with.
Right.
And Jen and I, as we're watching the scene, we're like, maybe she can only mimic when you use your power. So, like, if you stop using your power, she would have no power.
Right.
Because, like you said, I remember the first time I thought of it. Well, one, I just thought she had powers. When she was fighting number 5 in the hallway earlier in the season, I thought she just had some kind of power. I didn't know she was doing what he did, because they didn't really show
it. I didn't
it.
Either. That's what I'm saying. They did a good job of kind of not giving that away.
But at the end, when she had the fight with each of them, and the first person she fought, well, the first thing she did was she mimicked what Vanya did.
Vanya's, right.
Right? So basically all she could do was send back what was sent to her.
Right.
But then she fought Luther. So then she gets inside. Now, I still haven't figured out that she's a quote-unquote mimic. She's fighting Luther and then throws him through a wall. The right. biggest, strongest character on the show throws him through a wall, then goes out and decides to go hand-to-hand with Allison.
Right.
And I'm sitting here thinking, like, why doesn't she just pick up Allison and throw her through a wall?
Right. Like,
you know?
Why don't you keep using the... Really, if right. you can choose all of them, just keep using Vanya's power. Like, why do you keep switching? So, right. yeah, like you said, maybe it had to be the one she was in contact with.
Well,
they
I
never
think
really
you had
say.
To do it to her because it wasn't until Allison said, I heard a rumor, and
right,
then she just took
breathing.
It out of her mouth, and it went right back. And she goes,
right.
she doesn't even say, I heard a rumor. She
no.
just finishes the sentence
right,
and then says that you can't breathe.
Right.
And then she goes down, so it's like she literally is just – taking your power and sending it back to you. It was at that point that I was like, I started to figure it out. And I'm like, I right. think this is what it was a really cool effect. And here you are in like, that's the last episode. And they're
yeah.
still dropping these little things in that made it so like, you were like, this is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
I just thought she was another special kid. Cause if you remember the opening of the first season, it wasn't it like 42, 43
Yeah, they said
people?
There was a whole bunch of them. Right.
He yeah, only had, and they only got only had seven of them.
Right.
So she's obviously one of them. Same birth date. Obviously, they said that in this season.
Yeah, they kind of figure, they start to piece all that together, and they're like, oh, well, you're our sister. Which, like I said, that was all cool. Like, I liked all that. And, you know, she kind of disappears at the end, so you don't know if you're going to see her again in season three. Because she doesn't go back with them. I guess she goes back to the Bureau.
I think she's going to be part of the team because that wasn't one of the last things she said. She's like, this is my family now.
Yeah, that's
like
what
that.
I'm saying. That's kind of what you want to happen. But then she's not there at the end. So,
right.
You know, because she says something like she has to go back. I don't remember exactly what happened. But, you know, like she had to go back to the, you know, the company or whatever. And fix things there. I forget exactly what happened, but yeah, she's not with them. So again, but obviously she's back. She can time travel, so she could show up in the next season. But
right.
But yeah, she's not. She's kind of not there with them at the end.
I hope she does. I liked her character.
Well, yeah, I did too.
I liked her relationship with Diego. How about yeah. Diego when she found when they found out?
Yeah, he's like
you don't mean sister like sister, right?
Right,
like blood.
Yeah,
that's awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was funny.
That was great. I thought her relationship with her mom,
the handler,
I thought, again, I just mentioned it in last week's podcast where we talked about Underworld relating. I thought that was a lot like Underworld, how I think his name was, I think it was Luther as well. Wasn't it the leader
Lucian?
Of the Lucian?
Lucian?
And he killed Celine's parents.
Right.
But she didn't know. It's basically the exact same story.
Yeah.
You know, only she isn't the one that killed them. I thought that was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool reveal at the end when number five came clean.
Right.
I thought it was going to, like, because they never showed his feet or they never showed his face. They kept showing the feet. And then when the handler, the woman, that she goes, oh, he did it. Then they show the face, but that's her perception of it.
Right. I thought that she was framing him. I didn't realize that he actually did it.
Right.
But yeah, then, you know, but he just did it on orders. Like,
right.
Like he said.
And he goes, I killed a lot of people.
Right.
And he's like, but she was the one that put the orders out. And that I thought was a great, great scene. One for that reveal, because it wasn't a reveal. You know what right. I mean? You were expecting to get something different and you got exactly, he's like, nope, that's exactly what happened.
Right. Yeah, I did kill him.
Yeah, I did. That leads me into, I kept saying this throughout this season, Aidan Gallagher, I think.
Yeah.
I looked his name up so many times. He's like, he's 16 years old.
Yeah.
In real life. And he plays such a great adult.
Yep.
Like he's, I mean, you buy in hook, line, and sinker that he's a grown 50-year-old man in a 16-year-old body.
Right.
And especially like that scene right there where he has to, and he's just matter. Yeah. I killed a lot of people. This is the way I don't think I could have at 16. I have trouble playing a 50-year-old as a 50-year-old.
Right.
So, like, I mean, and I even play one on a podcast, a 50-year-old.
Right. Well, have you seen the, you know, the fan casting that they're putting out with him this week?
No.
That, you know, they want him to play, Robin.
Oh, really?
Damian Wayne. And
oh,
that would
he'd be awesome.
Yeah, he'd be perfect. He'd be perfect. You know, everybody, cause, you know, everybody's watching Umbrella Academy, so there's been a bunch of pictures of him on there, you know, as Damian.
That is so funny. And now that you say that, he'd be five great. Is yeah. Damian.
Yeah, he'd be great. I don't know when Damian's going to show up in any movies, but when he does, it needs to be, it needs to be him because he's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Damian is, he is five as Damian.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, yeah, even he, in the car, right. I mean,
it's the same it's, character, really.
Yeah. And it's, that's what Damian, what Dame is. It's like, he's a grown man because he's right. just got so much knowledge and expertise that you're like, no, I think he's younger than 16 for the most part from what I've, anytime I've never read Damian as 16.
He's no, he's supposed to, he's like yeah, 10. He's supposed to be, yeah. No, he's in. He is in the Teen Titans, so he is a teen because he has that thing with John Kent, how he can't be in the Teen Titans because he's not a teen yet. But oh, he's okay. probably he's probably 13, like he's probably just
right.
Yeah, so I mean, he'd be a little bit older, you know, Ian Gallagher, like he's a little bit older than Damian is in the comics. But I mean, you know, he still could come off as a teenager, you know.
Well, at least for a few more years.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would have to. Damian. It would have to happen soon.
Yeah, exactly. That would so, be awesome if we
get on that. Get on that now, Warner Brothers. Because, well, I mean, and again, it would have to be in the Matt Reeves movie because that's the only time we're getting Batman anytime soon.
Now so. That you said that, though, and it's like I gotta go watch the whole show again, and all I'm gonna think of that's Damian,
right?
Because he is Damian. That's yeah. probably why they don't give you his name.
Probably
Damian Hargreaves. Yeah.
That's it.
Wow, that'd be he would be oh my god
yeah it'd Damian's be great so it would cool be perfect too.
I love so, Damian
yeah so another one that we'll probably never get like Charlie Hunnam playing you know Oliver Queen
but yeah
it's still nice to think about.
Oh well, all right, back to this.
Yeah,
now you got my hopes up.
Jeez. I know, hopes up for something that's not really gonna happen
now that we're back into reading and watching DC stuff.
Yeah, but it would be cool.
Speaking of which, one would, I got to put on some DC Universe later tonight. Catch up. There's actually a new, I think a new Batman dropped.
I was going to say, there's not a DC. Oh, animated. DC Daily is done. Yeah. I thought
DC
you were
Daily
about,
is done.
Yeah.
DC Universe is still around.
DC Universe is still going. Yeah.
Look at us going off on tangents again.
I know. It's like we're not talking Imagine, about DC.
We always laugh at that because like it, but the idea is we're supposed to be a comic book store.
Yeah, the whole thing is a tangent.
Can everything you imagine we, if everything like, we you're do in the is store, a tangent. Stay on topic.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're the customer. Stay on topic.
We can't talk about that right now. Right. We're talking about this.
I've got my notes out on this.
Yeah.
Guy's looking around like, notes? Who's got notes?
Right.
Our notes. We don't have notes. We don't even have notes for this. We're like, what's her name? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're not even prepared. It's kind of like we didn't know what we were going to talk about.
We never know? Do. We never yeah. do.
No, but I mean, we knew
we
the topic.
We know the subject.
We've known the subject for a week. You'd think we would be a little prepared, but.
Yeah, our preparation.
It's like it just came up.
John, it's like.
My preparation was watching it. You're lucky I got that far.
Exactly. I know.
I was so excited last night. Because did I didn't have to it? Come home and watch a movie for tonight.
Oh.
Because I had already watched the show over the weekend.
Oh, John, your life is so difficult.
Because usually on Tuesdays I have to come home from work and watch a movie.
I can't imagine how relaxed you felt not well, having I wanted to sit to down watch... and watch a movie. So, John, tell me, what did you do instead?
I watched a bunch of Avatar. Something. I got to watch Avatar.
Right.
I was like, yeah, oh, I can watch more Avatar because I don't have to watch a movie.
Right.
I was all excited.
No, I know. I was, well, actually, with the power outages we had the threats of them here. I was like trying to binge this and get it done in time because I didn't want to not have finished it because,
right,
you know, and we did finish this last night just before, it was a few hours before we lost internet. So it worked out.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's so, it felt so good to not have to watch a movie.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I know.
You got a tough life there, John. You work in a comic book store all day, then have to come home and watch a movie.
I know. It's tough. It's a tough life, but somebody's got to do it.
Somebody call Sally Struthers. Get a benefit going.
Yeah. For 15 cents a day.
You can help him do even less.
Right. You can watch the movie for him and tell him all about it.
That's too funny. So back to the topic at hand. What are we talking about this week?
I don't know. We've been all over the place.
No kidding. Like we do every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
That stunk.
Cha-Cha or Hazel, really. I mean, Hazel just
for
one scene in the beginning. And that's what I was saying. I really missed both of them because they were fun in season one. So
yeah, they were.
And I was surprised that they didn't bring him back. Like, there was no reason they couldn't have brought him back.
Well, they weren't pertinent to the story.
No, like, they weren't, but...
Like, Hazel had his relationship with that woman. He took off. And didn't he kill Cha-Cha?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Again, because that's why I didn't go back and rewatch it. Well, that's why she couldn't come back. Well, it's time travel, so they could have brought her back if they wanted
to. Yeah, I thought he killed her... Because she was going to kill him.
He probably did. Like I said, I can't remember.
But he ran away with
the waitress or the donut shop owner or whatever she was.
Yeah. He ran away, got married, had a... He basically did the Captain America.
Steve Rogers. Yeah, he did the Steve Rogers.
Yeah, he Steve Rogers did it. Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers Rogered it.
Yeah. Oof. All right. He did that.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool how they're sitting on the bench and he's like, I mean, he basically explained, yeah, we grew old together. It was great.
Yeah.
You know, that was pretty
cool.
And
then cool. He got shot.
then he gets killed. Yeah. And I was surprised, you know, I was like, oh, I guess that's one way to write him out of the season.
There yeah, I was surprised. That surprised me too. I was like, oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah. And I did see a thing, somewhere this week on social media or some write up that the handler, she's done. That this is her last season. They're like, I think one of the quotes that I read was, yeah, we've killed her twice. That's enough.
Right.
And, you know,
she can't come back a third time.
Yeah. So she definitely won't be back for season three. That was one of the more encouraging things that I think I read. Cause it was like, you know, they are talking
that
about
she wasn't coming
three.
Back or
no. Yeah. That they were talking about season three.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, it just hasn't been confirmed yet.
Well, and I think it's...
Which is weird.
It's probably been in the work. Like, there's three graphic novels, so I think they've probably got it in their head that they're going to get to adapt the last, you know, the last book. They're just waiting on Netflix to give them the
I wouldn't be surprised if they go further, though, because they may only have three books.
Actually working on there's a fourth series of comics, too, I believe, that just hasn't been adapted into graphic novel yet, so... Yeah, I think they could go on for
but
a
I
couple
think
more seasons.
When the comic stops, they're creating a world here different than, I mean, it's based, this world is based on the comic. So
they could still go on
expand.
As long as Netflix wants them to, really.
Right.
They're writers, so they could just keep writing stories.
Right. And with the time jump, you could even take Five out. He could be, I mean, it would stink not having that kid, Aiden. That's the only thing really holding people back from going multiple seasons in the future is he's going to get older.
He is, but I mean, they could figure out a way to have him restore to a, I mean, you wouldn't get the same actor, but I mean, the character could, yeah, you could still have Five. They would just have to, you know, write it into the story that he aged up somewhat.
And we already have the older version.
Right.
So they could use
but
that.
I wouldn't
do a middle-aged one.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily want it to be that old guy for a whole season. They'd have to find somebody in the, you know, a little bit more compelling in the middle. But yeah, obviously he aged naturally at one point, so they could somehow figure out a way to write it into the story where he could be a little bit older. So I think they'd figure that out if they had, you know, if they got, I mean, they're doing it with Stranger Things, right? Like those kids are going to be 30 by the time they finish. So, and they're still playing teenagers.
Right.
So, I mean, they'll figure it out.
So did you say the third graphic novel is out?
The third graphic novel is out. Yeah. I think there's a fourth one that should be coming though. Cause I think there was a new series that just got announced, you know, for the comics. But yeah, there's three volumes of the graphic novel.
I know there's three. I thought that, well, the third Hotel came Oblivion. This year, but I didn't know if it was out. Oh yeah, Hotel Oblivion. Hotel that's Oblivion, right. I did read that.
Yeah. I was trying to think of the name of it, but that's it.
I haven't obviously I haven't read that one. The first two we have Doomsdays. Right. Now, the way this season ended, do they do another Doomsday situation, or is season three going to be more about the two families?
Well, I think
going
it's probably,
against each other.
Well, I think it's going to be that and them trying to correct the timeline, because obviously they've changed something along the way. You know, the father's alive, Ben's alive.
So you think they do?
But
a
I don't know,
to the future?
Right? Maybe they. Well, the thing is, do they want to change it? You know,
exactly.
Like there has
now
well,
Ben's alive.
That's why I'm thinking there probably is some kind of catastrophe. Otherwise, they may want to leave things the way they are. You know, like I said, the father's alive again, even though he doesn't seem to know who they are, and Ben's alive. Like, would you rather have your father and brother alive and have them not know you, or have them be dead? You know, so
right.
Like, given the choice, I would rather they be alive and just not be able to be part of their lives, but at least know that they're alive and kicking. So
right.
There has to be a reason why they would want to change things back. And well, I'm sure it's going to have to do with some kind of catastrophe. So
yeah. But there's another part that I thought, think of the overall story arc of them as a group. And at the beginning of season one, they only all came back together because the father had died.
Right.
And they didn't like each other. Cause if you remember, like, was it, Vanessa was in like Hollywood or whatever, and Diego yeah. was doing his own thing. Wasn't he like a crime fighter or something?
Yeah.
And Luther was, he was on the moon.
Right. He was stuck on the moon for a year or 2 years or whatever.
Yeah. Vanya was doing, she was kind of like on her own, doing her own thing. Didn't even know she had powers.
Well, right. They had all kind of, she was alienated from the rest of them because she didn't have powers. And yeah, she was just doing the her violin thing.
They all knew she had them, but she.
I don't know if they all knew. Allison knew because she took it away from them. I guess
thought,
maybe they all knew
I
because
think they all
she did
knew because they were they knew how the dad had treated her.
Right, and she did something at the cell. Dinner. She did something at the dinner table that caused the father to hide her powers from her. So yeah, maybe they did all know.
Right,
but
yeah, he went all like Professor Xavier on her.
Right,
but anyways, so my point is, you think of the beginning of the first episode and how they're all just like individuals. And then you look at the final episode of season two, and they're a team. They're a group that, like, they're really a family now that
right.
really cares for each other. Yeah, they're all different in their own way. They're all quirky and whatever, but they really care for their family that loves each other. And now they're coming up against another family.
Right.
Or the new academy.
Right, the Sparrow Academy.
Yeah, but now you have the Umbrella Academy against the Sparrow Academy, and do they want to separate their group now?
Right.
You know, and not to mention, they, you know, Ben's alive, but you also have, was Lila, right? Is that her name, Lila?
Yeah. Others.
Yeah, Diego's Lila. Girlfriend.
Right, right.
So
yeah, well, and again, you don't know
she
what...
She could pop back in. So, right. I mean... I love that idea, and it's not until we were talking here that I realized it's like that's one of the things that I liked a lot. But thinking back to the first season, that like how separated they all were and how much they fought, and they did fight this season too, but they really came together, and I thought that was a lot of fun. And how do they elaborate on that going forward?
Yeah, oh, it's going to be interesting. And I was going to say you can't even say go read the book because. There's no guarantee that it's going to be the same, because obviously the first two books weren't really the same as the show. So
right, there's bits and pieces here and there, but you don't know. Like, you could go read the book and be like, "Well, that's not what I wanted," and then you go see the show and be like, "Well, that is what I wanted."
Right.
So there you go. I don't know. I really enjoyed it, and I'm look. I mean, obviously we're both looking forward to season three.
Waiting in, you know, with bated breath to see if they even announce a season three. And then if they do, how quickly they could put it back into production. Because, yeah, like you said, the older, everybody else you could get away with waiting a year or two. But with five, you know, you kind of need to get it done. You know, it's like the Asher Angel Shazam thing, right? Like, you got to get Shazam 2 filmed pretty quickly. Because right. Billy Batson needs to still be a teenager.
So. And this one's going to be a little different because season one ended, you didn't know where they went.
Right.
This one ended, and you know where everybody stands. Like, right. Quite literally, you know where they're
standing.
And season
three kind of has to pick up where this one left off.
Exactly.
So
he can't be at that spot.
He can't be radically different in age.
Right.
Yeah, they're going to have to get on it pretty quickly.
I mean, if they knew they're doing a season three or even had a thought, they could have filmed a few scenes to transition.
Right.
Which is pretty easy.
Well, yeah, and they, right, like, for all we know, they already have, you know.
Right. That's what I mean. All right. Is that all you have?
I think so.
So you liked it, right?
Yes, I did. I did like it.
It was great. It was really good. It's really, like you said, it's like, I almost want to go back and watch season one, you know, relaxing watch, not a binge, but go back, watch season one again, and then get back into two.
Take your time.
Exactly. What do we got coming out this week of interest?
We have Big Girls number one. That's from Image Comics. And Seven Secrets from Boom Comics coming out. Yeah, so.
I haven't heard of either of those.
Ones. Yeah. They're the new number ones. It's not a lot. Actually, looking at the invoice, it's not a huge week for comics, but there's those at least.
Is DC off this week?
No, they've got books
DC's
coming out.
DC's not doing alternate. Marvel is. Or are they done with that now?
I think they're done with that. I don't think either one of them are doing alternate. Well, DC really was never was.
Never was, right.
Marvel was, but I believe they're both back to weekly schedules.
Okay.
I just didn't – there just wasn't anything of – like number ones of consequence. But I mean, Empire number five is coming out. So there's definitely Marvel books coming. Cause Empire is weekly. So,
right.
So they're definitely back on a weekly schedule.
I gotta get out of here and get back into my DC world.
Yep.
Watch some of my shows. Stargirl. I haven't even finished The Flash yet and Legends.
Oh,
and Supergirl.
See, I was done with, I was already done with those before this started, but.
Yeah, I hadn't finished those, but I usually save some of those for the end, for like summer,
right?
And now we're almost done with summer.
I was gonna say summer's passed already, or
but
almost.
That's okay because they're not picking up on that season until like December,
that's true.
January,
yeah,
right?
There's nothing coming in the fall, so
I have time. What are you guys doing to pass the time now that I know you all joined us in solidarity and reading DC?
Yeah, you can start reading DC again.
Yep. So let us know what you're up to. You can hit us up on Twitter at brightside_chat. You can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Check out us and all the other great podcasts at Nerdy Legion, nerdylegion.com. And please rate, review, and subscribe on your podcast provider, iTunes or whatever it is.
Yep.
And that will do it for this week. We will be back with another exciting, I don't know, what do you want to call it?
Fun-filled episode.
There you go. On Thursday morning. Yeah. Until then, have a great week and have a great new comic book day on Wednesday, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Yep. Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.